You're here with Bike Sport Radio. Good afternoon. It's 12 noon, Monday, May 18th. I'm Brad House, where we feature the sport of competitive cycling, and we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Again, it's Monday, May 18th, and you're welcome to call in the studio as well at area code 213-252-0998. That's, again, that's 213-252-0998. We've got a big show today, a lot of results coming up, state championships for the juniors, as well as the Ventura County stage race, and we've got a special guest in the studio today, Bruce Temesi, founder and CEO of Yikes ID.
Let's see how they're going to use that to their advantage.
We're here at the Ventura County stage race.
Some sounds from Ventura.
Sounds like Neil Shirley turning in third place in the prologue. Brandon Gritter second, and Neil Shirley.
These men will be racing at 6:30 this evening.
See if we get a time for Neil or not.
The Ventura County stage race held in Ventura had some great turnouts out there. It was a three-event race with a prologue, a criterium, both in downtown Ventura, and a circuit race up in Ojai. The overall results on that race for the pro women's in third place, Pam Schuster riding for Helens Cannondale. Second place, riding for Kahala LaGrange, Morgan Kapp. And your winner in the overall GC, also for Kahala LaGrange, Catherine Donovan. In the men's pro at the Ventura County stage race, in sixth place, riding for Liquid Fitness Adagio Energy, Rudy Napolitano. Fifth place, HDR, presented by Lombardi Sports, Vincent Owens. In fourth place, Swami Cycling, Corey Farrell. Third place going to Justin Kerr. And second place, Ouch Sports, Roman Killen. And your winner from Kelly Benefit Strategies, Neil Shirley. Neil Shirley. May 16th, the Encino Velodrome hosted the Junior State Track Championships at the Encino Velodrome. A lot of new state champions in Southern California at the junior level. The men's team sprint went to Jesse Moranz, Corey Williams, and Colt Peterson. The women's team sprint champions are Summersby Jenkins and Colleen Cross. The men's team pursuit champions, Jonathan Acosta, Joel Acosta, Ben Barthel, and Kyle Torres. In the women's team pursuit, Colleen Cross, Christine Barron, and Summersby Jenkins. Our younger juniors, Omnium results, ages 15, 16, men's Omnium, new state champion, Corey Williams. In the 15-16 Women's Omnium, new champion is Christine Barron. Juniors age 17 to 18, scratch race and points race, champion Colt Peterson. In the match sprints, juniors 17 to 18, Amanda Duarte and Alexander Quintero. The 13 to 14-year-old Omnium, in the junior women's, Sarah Chen, the men's, Dylan Schuler. The 10 to 12 Omnium women's winner and champion, Rachel Cross. And in the men, Chaz Michael Morales. The 17-18 junior kilo champion is Brandon Cruz with a great time of 1:16.42. Again, that's Brandon Cruz. In the 17-18 500 meter race, your champion, Amanda Duarte. And the 3K pursuit in the 17 to 18 year old with a time of 356.95, Colt Peterson. All right, that's the Encino Velodrome Junior State Track Championships. On May 10th, the Brea Criterium took place in the Women's Pro at third place, Kahala LaGrange, Beatrice Rodriguez. Second place, Higher Cadence, Banning's Bikes, Hillary Crowley. And your winner from Leader Bike Canary, Catherine Fiedler-Cook. The Men's Pro Brea Criterium in fifth place, Kahala LaGrange, Jorge Alvarado. Fourth place, Platinum Performance Cycling Teams, Chris Walker. Third place, SC Velo's Kyle Gritters. Second place, Amgen Giant Masters, Chris DeMarkey. And your winner from Kahala LaGrange, Brandon Gritters. On May 17th, the Ontario Mid-Season Criterium took place. In third place, Colavita Vegas, Colleen Knutson in the Women's Pro. In second place, Proman Hit Squad, Nicole Brandt. And your winner from Swami's Cycling Club, Jennifer Weinbrecht. In the Men's Pro Ontario Mid-Season Criterium, sixth place going to SC Velo's Jeremiah Wiskovich. Fifth place, Aqua AL2 San Diego Bike Club's Nick Onat. Fourth place, SC Velo's Kyle Gritters. Third place, Platinum Performance Cycling Team Chris Walker. Second place, SC Velo's Joshua Webster. And your winner from Rock Racing, Rasan Bahati. Additional results for those races can be found at scnca.org. Again, that's scnca.org. Mountain bike racing, the Idlewild Spring Challenge took place May 2nd and 3rd in the men's single speed. And single speed is really an awesome category for mountain biking because it's nothing but up and down up there. So these guys rode single speeds with a time of 2:13.28. Third place going to Michael Johnson. Second place with a time of 2:04.08, Outer Circle Racing's Paul LoRusso. And your winner with a time of 1:51.16, Show Air Sonance Velosport, Jason Rusnak. That's the single speed cross country. In the Idlewild Spring Challenge Pro Women's Cross Country, in third place with a time of 3:04.55, Team Titus Roaring Mouse, Sarah Kaufman. In second place with a time of 3:02.47, Show Air Specialized, Allison Mann. And your winner with an incredible time of 2:40.47, Ellsworth's Paul Sawicki. For the Pro Men Cross Country at the Idlewild Spring Challenge, in fourth place with a time of 2:30.51, Oakley CD's Aaron Olson. And in third place with a time of 2:26.18, World Bicycle Relief's Dana Weber. Second place going to Manuel Prado from Show Air Rock and Road Cycling, and that's with a time of 2:25.45. And your winner with a time of 2:24.12, Show Air Specialized, Sid Taberle. Sid Taberle, we've seen his name a lot in cross-country mountain bike racing. That was the Idlewild Spring Challenge. Complete results for that at idlewildcycling.com, and that's IDYLLWILD. Cycling.com. Again, idlewildcycling.com. Difficult name to spell there, too. All right, so at the Ventura stage race, we also have got some more sounds here. We got a chance to interview one of the winners. Here's Brian Wilson.
We're here today with Brian Wilson, the Cat 5 overall winner of the Ventura stage race. Just a couple quick thoughts about the race.
Oh, it's challenging and nice with the climbing. Very good with climbing.
And did you enjoy it?
Definitely. It was well run. We had a good group out there as far as nice steady pace, and then everybody was able to stay safe. So that was always good.
Yeah. Well, we hope to see you out there for more races.
Thank you very much.
All right. That was the kid. All right. We also got a chance to catch up with a promoter. This was promoted by Amgen Cycling Club and the promoter, Jerry Jane. We got an interview with him as well. All right. That was the kids' race. I'm here with one of the promoters, Jerry. Amgen Cycling Club, great job today. How's the race going so far, Jerry?
So far, so good. The weather is awesome. Cooperating to a certain degree. It's a little bit cooler, but we'll get there in a little bit. Yeah. We're breaking down the prologue course right now, setting up for the crit course.
That's right.
And the kids race just completed. We have about a half an hour before the first crit course, before the first crit race.
Category 5s?
Women's 3-4 go first, and then the Cat 5s.
Okay.
We have...
Got some heavy hitters out here today in the pros. I saw Floyd Landis on the start list, and Thurlow Rogers and Rory...
Rory Sutherland and Floyd were a no-show today, but Neil Shirley is here, and a couple of Ouch guys showed up, and a couple of Rock Racing guys.
Yeah. Didn't Neil win the prologue?
I don't know if Neil won.
He was up there in the standings.
He was definitely second, cool. Either first, second, or third, one of the three.
All right. All right. Anything about your beneficiaries or sponsors you want to say? Or?
Community Memorial Hospital is a primary
That's
sponsor.
Right.
Michelob Ultra is a sponsor.
Yeah, I see the Michelob tent. I'll be visiting
as well
that
as
soon.
Watermark Restaurant.
Watermark.
And, E2 Hydro, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Good race. Keep up the good race. We'll be back with you later. Bike Sport Radio, Brad House. Thanks, Jerry.
All right, Jerry Jane with Amgen Cycling. That was the Ventura County Stage Race, an awesome weekend up there. One of the things the club and the race did also, which is great for the community, I mean, besides bringing thousands of people in there to spend their money in this economy and really give downtown Ventura as well as Ojai a boost in their sales revenue, we've got, for the community, they've got a youth race, which was really cool. The youth race had... ages clear down to like 3.5, and we got some sounds from the youth race here as well. These guys brought their tricycles out in some cases or bikes with training wheels, and it was really awesome to listen to the sounds of the youth race going on here.
Okay, so we're here at the Ventura County Stage Race with the kids race, the youth race, and I'm here with the Nimix. What are your names?
Aaron.
And...
Right there.
And Alan, and what's your name?
Taywin.
Taylor?
Taywin.
Oh, Taywin. Oh, cool. You guys are ready for the kids race here. The Ventura County Stage Race. They've got a youth race here, and they're just getting ready to start now. So we'll hear these kids shouting as they go to the start line any minute now. Brad House with Bike Sport Radio. All right. We are on the start line with the 4 to 6-year-olds.
And a 3.5-year-old.
Nice. Nice. All right. They got an uphill race, too. So this is really cool for promoters to do this. What they do is they have the pros and the amateurs and the masters and women, but they've also thrown in a youth race, which is really cool to get these youngsters ages 4 to 6 and earlier in some cases to try out a bike race. So we're right here on Main Street in Ventura, downtown Ventura, at the corner of Main and California Street, and it's Bike Sport Radio. All right, they've started. They said ready, set, go, and we're off. The kids' race.
This is the actual
noise.
Race.
More noise than I've heard the adults' races get.
I'm actually running alongside these kids while the race is going on. Really cool.
So this is total chaos here. There's parents, tricycles, and we're all running up the course here, pushing the kids.
Go, 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 go.
And we're getting close to the finish line here now for the youth race, ages 4 to 6. And I don't have a bike, so I'm running. More sounds of the race and the bell. And there's our stage right there. Okay, that wasn't really a bike. That was a skate mobile. All right. The 4 to 6 youth kids race at the Ventura County Stage Race on Bike Sport Radio. Check out bikesportradio.us. Photo opportunity for these little Nimics in the kids' race at the Ventura County Stage Race.
Wait, was it fun? Turn around.
Yeah, was that fun? What'd you think of that? Was that cool? Let me see. What'd you get? You got a medal?
Me too.
You too? Let's see. Wow, a big black ribbon and a big silver-colored medal. It says Shimano Youth Series on it. A big thanks to Shimano, the Youth Series. Must be... All right, here comes the older kids. We're getting out of the way here. Here they are. This is teenagers. Yeah. All right, Team Blue Jeans wins that one. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine they're gonna fold it.
All right, we'll be back with you later at Bike Sport Radio. Sport Radio, we're here at the...
All right, that was the kids' race. A lot of good fun out there. Parents pushing their kids at the Ventura Criterium, part of the Ventura County Stage Race. You can get full results and race reports at BikeStyleUSA.com or SCNCA.org, and all of our local Southern California race calendar results are posted at scnca.org. All right, we had a chance to interview a few of the riders. We got some real racer interviews. These are kind of cool. So let's go to a couple of interviews. We've got Jayla Rivera in the Category 4 and also your winner in the Category 4 circuit race, David Santos. Let's see what they had to say.
Sport Radio, we're here at the Ventura County Stage Race, and the Masters 45 and 35 get ready to start. But right now we've got Jayla Rivera, who placed third. Tell us about the sprint.
I pulled behind another gentleman, and he pulled me up. And then when I saw another maneuver, another guy going forward, I just dragged behind him. And then at the end, just sprinted hard and followed the lead guy, and it was 1-2.
Nice, nice. Almost won the field sprint. So overall, that's going to be a great placing in the stage race. That's the final stage of the Ventura County Stagers, the men's Category 4, Penn CC. Jayla Rivera, Bike Sport Radio.
Thanks, Jay.
We're here today with David, who just won the Cat 4 overall in the two-day three-race grueling event. Any quick thoughts about the race?
It was a great race. You know, this is the first year they put this race on, and they did a great job. I mean, got tons of spectators out there yesterday during the crit. The course for the circuit race today was great. There's a great little hill where I was able to make an attack and was able to pull everybody off. But it was a great competition, great spectators, great crowds, great people. It was a great job. It was a lot of fun.
And what team are you racing for?
Currently, I'm riding for a mountain bike team. I'm unattached. I don't have a road team yet, but I'm riding for a Stephen K Sport Design. It's primarily a mountain bike team because I do some mountain bike races as well. So I figured I would just sport the jersey or the kit today. And
So everybody, if you want to do a shout out, what's your last name?
David Santos.
He might be looking for a new team to join.
All right, David Santos in the Category 4 overall winner of the Ventura County Stage Race. All right, let's move on to upcoming events. We've got some upcoming events in Southern California.
Upcoming events on May 23rd, the Southern California Nevada State Time Trial Championships. SCNCA.org for full details on those events. Also on May 23rd, get ready for Nationals with Junior Omniums at the LA Velodrome. Racing begins at 4 p.m. Registration at 2:30. Visit LAVelodrome.org for those details. On both May 23rd and May 24th, the John Fitzpatrick and Dave Staub Memorial Far West Championships will be taking place at the Encino Velodrome in Encino. Visit EncinoVelodrome.org. On May 24th, round 4 of the Masters Cycle League continues with the Barry Wolf Grand Prix in Woodland Hills. Racing for all levels and full details at MastersCycleLeague.com. On May 30th, the Southern California Nevada State Team Time Trial Championships will take place. Full details at SCNCA.org. And on May 31st, the Southern California and Nevada State Masters Criterium Championships takes place in Paramount with a Paramount Grand Prix in Rancho Dominguez. Full details at ParamountRacing.org or SCNCA.org. And for dirt bike racing, cross-country mountain bike racing on May 31st, the Big Bear Shootout in Big Bear Mountains. OpenAirBigBear.com for all details on cross-country mountain bike racing at the Big Bear Shootout on May 31st.
All right, that was upcoming events, and one of the upcoming events we like to plug and support all the time is feature of Back on Track Productions. Back on Track Productions is the company that provides a lot of announcing and race services in Southern California, and also we own and operate SoCal Cyclocross Series. The Urban Cyclocross is part of that. The L.A. Circuit Race, held in March of each year. The San Pedro Grand Prix, coming up June 21st in honor of our fathers on Father's Day. And the Masters Cycle League. So on Sunday, May 24th, the Masters Cycle League. It's round four. And this is the Barry Wolf Grand Prix. The Barry Wolf Grand Prix features racing for all levels, including beginners, men and women, as well as professionals and semi-pros and amateurs. The Masters Cycle League team competition race goes off at 11:55, and they'll be competing for $300 in prizes down to six places. Their race is 50 minutes long. It's sponsored by Ex Officio, the MCL Cat 35 Plus at 11:55. Kicking off the race in the morning at 7:30 is the Masters 50 Plus, brought to you by Special Burton Attorneys, starting at 7:30. That's a 40-minute race. That's the Masters 50 Plus. And the feature event, No Opportunity Wasted's Pro Men's Category 1 and 2s at 2:45. That's the 19th annual Barry Wolf Grand Prix, presented by VRC, Team VRC, in association with Fast Friday and the Now MS Society, the Now Multiple Sclerosis Society. You can get details on the Barry Wolf Grand Prix at www.barrywolfgp.com, and further details on the Masters Cycle League at masterscycleleague.com. And all details on Back on Track Productions and our announcing services and all we have to offer at backontrackproductions.com. So you're here with Kill Radio, and you're here with Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House. Our studio number is 213-252-0998. Again, that's 213-252-0998. We cover racing as well as what you need to race and local fun things going on with racers like training rides. Let's talk about cyclocross a minute here now. Cyclocross, it's May. What the heck would we talk about cyclocross for in May? Well, there's a bunch of crap going on about cyclocross out there, and you got to hear this one. There's the cyclocross ride around the peninsula, and this is a Friday morning training ride goes around the peninsula. We've got some footage on that.
So we're here, Friday morning crap session, and it's a load of crap. What do you think of cyclocross? I think cyclocross is a load of crap. I got Double Dutch over here, D, leader. That's what's happening, man.
Double MH.
Double MH, okay. Too early in the morning, huh?
That's right, Brad.
So we're going to go out and tear up the trails and stuff. That's crap. And it's a cyclocross ride around Peninsula. And nobody knows where this is. It's a mystery. Brad House with Bike Sport Radio. All right, we're cyclocrossing here Friday morning, and this is a bunch of crap, the cyclocross ride around PV. Hey, all you crappers, we're waiting to regroup here somewhere in a mysterious location. And there's Big MS, and that's not multiple sclerosis, that's MS joining us. And it's May, so what are we doing this cyclocrossing in May? I have no clue. Brad House with Bike Sport Radio. So, the course we did today is flat, fast, hard pack, one staircase, nice loops, and 12 guys. Not bad for the middle of May. What are we in May? Middle of spring? And we're getting ready for cross season already in springtime with the crap. Cyclocross ride around PV. And a lot of fast guys here. With Big MS, Double Dutch, Big Dave, and Bike Sport Radio. Okay. So
I was running out of air. An awesome training ride, especially for a Friday morning at 6:30 a.m.
So the course we did today is flat, fast, hard pack, one staircase, nice loops, and 12 guys. Not bad for the middle of May. What are we in May? Middle of spring? And we're getting ready for cross season already in springtime with the crap. Cyclocross ride around PV. And a lot of fast guys here
with Big MS, Double Dutch, Big Dave,
right uphill,
and Bike Sport Radio.
No, it's my first time.
Okay, so we got some heavy breathing here at the end of the crap session. Who's dirty? MS is dirty.
Dirty and bloody.
What happened?
Dirty and bloody, getting used to...
You went down, huh? Oh, the new bike, huh?
Getting used to new pedals. Couldn't click out before the stairs. And, I didn't christen the bike. The bike christened me.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that's a dirt and blood at the crap cyclocross ride. It's a bunch of crap today. With Bike Sport Radio, I'm Brad House. No, I am now. We're at, where are we at? Pete's Coffee, the crap group, remnants of the crap group. No, you're not ordering for me. That's Double D, and enjoying our coffee here. Was that a two-hour ride? Was that about a two-hour ride? Start and stop. Felt like four. And this was, do we have names for these routes? What was this route today?
The UCI course.
The UCI course route. Oh, cool. Today's route was the flattest of them all for cyclocross. That's crap ride. The cyclocross ride around PV. Combination of grass, sand, and gravel, and hard pack, and some pavement, too.
And some cobblestones.
And don't forget the horse crap. The crap ride with that would not be a crap ride without real horse crap. One of the best courses out here. We're here at Pete's Coffee with Bike Sport Radio.
And it was slower because MMX wasn't here.
Tell you, that was a fun ride. I don't usually get up at 5:30 in the morning to do anything unless it's worthwhile. Definitely worthwhile. So check it out at Facebook. Do a Facebook search for Crap Under Groups. That's C-R-A-P, Cyclocross Ride Around the Peninsula. And again, I'm Brad House with Bike Sport Radio. We're here on alternate Mondays at noon overlooking downtown Koreatown in the studios at Kill Radio. If you like what we're doing here at Kill Radio, we need your help. Be sure to donate to us online at killradio.org, killradio.org. You can go there and click on Donate Now and drop us $20 in the pot or something to help pay our fees here for our DSL and our computers and our tech support. And our rent, too. $20, $10, even $5. Go click pay now for $5. Hey, buy a shirt. You can even click on there, buy a Kill Radio shirt, and all of those proceeds support what we're doing here at Bike Sport Radio and killradio.org. Again, the number in the studio is 213-252-0998. That's 213-252-0998. And on to our next feature now. We've got what's called Yikes ID out there. And we've got the CEO and founder, Bruce Temesee, in the studio today. And how you doing, Bruce?
Fantastic, Brad. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners. I like what you're doing here at Bike Sport Radio, and really think it's fun to follow a report on somebody's crap.
Yeah, I saw you out there on the dirt ride, too, and that's a fun thing to get in before heading off to the office or going to work. So what is Yikes ID? Who is Yikes ID? Tell us a little bit about Yikes ID. What is it?
Sure. We're a new startup company headquartered here in the Los Angeles area, and I would like to say, we're going to shake, rattle, and roll the industry, but that's probably only a lame pun that people in the LA area would only realize. So, but what I will say is we are going to be offering a complete line of personal emergency identification products designed specifically for cyclists by cyclists. In fact, I have to say, hands down, we do have the best personal emergency identification products in the market. And I know that's a little biased considering my position in the company, but we are getting plenty of daily positive feedback from racers and riders of all levels that are telling us that Yikes ID is, it's absolutely brilliant, that finally we've have products that solve the problem of carrying IDs. In fact, we had a Cat 1 racer the other day tell us that he was reluctant to wear any type of ID, but with Yikes ID products that allows him to carry ID and actually solve the concern that his wife and family were expressing every time he went out to ride. So we're excited about this.
Right. This is something that would certainly be useful if you have an incident or an unfortunate accident where you need to be identified, or any allergies need to be identified, I guess, or what goes on there? It's an ID that identifies things that...
Yeah, it's exactly that. You know, it's a tag that basically tells who you are and how to reach back to your family and friends. So really it's your information communication link back to family and friends, but it also tells a little bit more about you so that if EMT, first responders, are there, they can actually provide prompt, correct medical attention to you. So if you have allergies or known medical conditions. In fact, there was an incident on one of our training rides where, you know, it was a large group, and there was a cyclist who in the group started to get a little squirrely, and it ended up being that he fell over. And as we all stopped to see what was wrong, we didn't, you know, some of us knew that he had a pacemaker, but most of us didn't.
Oh,
and
wow.
What happened was the battery had died. So he just sort of lost.
Just like that. Wow.
So, you know, we were able to at least get prompt medical attention for him. So we're excited about, you know, launching this product and helping cyclists.
So that's something that he would have put on his ID saying, hey, I wear a pacemaker.
Exactly. And so there's enough room to do that on the ID. So he can customize
right.
and personalize it no matter how he wants.
So how did you come about creating Yikes ID then, initially? I mean, it just came to you, your idea, or was there a specific incident? Or?
No, there's actually multiple incidents. So as a, you know, as a founder of the organization, I'm also a veteran of cycling and running race circuits. And so, you know, I've seen my share of bicycle crashes during competition. And unfortunately, I've had the pleasure or misfortune of taking involuntary samples of the local geology myself. In fact, so often that my body
soil
is now,
sampling.
My body is permanently tattooed with, you know, road tattoos.
It.
So,
all right.
But you know, the way
we call it road rash in the cycling industry.
Well,
road
not
rash.
When they stay for years. So, you know, it's but you know mishaps during competition we realize
right.
you know it's just one part of the equation. You know, we spend more countless hours training. Hours in the saddle, hours pounding the road, and that's exactly where a mishap can happen. And a mishap could be, you know, we hear a lot about incidents with automobiles, but it could be, you know, an obstruction on the road, a hole or a stick or something that brings a cyclist down, or a known medical condition, as I mentioned, with the individual's pacemaker. So, you know, what we did is we said, okay, let's look at the market. And if something were to happen, you know, and you're unable to speak for yourself, you know, who's going to speak for you and who's going to convey that information quickly and promptly and accurately so that you do get prompt care? So we surveyed the marketplace. We did extensive studies. We talked to a lot of racers and riders, and we asked them, you know, what their likes and dislikes were and exactly what they wanted. And we kept
right.
hearing, you know, a couple major points, and that was that they did not want to wear something extra, especially something that wasn't really part of the normal cycling attire. And they also told us that, you know, they wanted an ID that they didn't have to remember to wear, to put on every time they walked out the door or jumped on the bike and started their training session. They also wanted something that was lean and mean. You know, cyclists are finicky, and they want, you know, something that's cool, but something that's lightweight, that's durable, small, and visible, but really not there.
Yeah.
And
well, it's got a catchy name, certainly. Yikes ID. I
yep.
mean, that's usually not something I would say if I hit the ground. I don't know if I'd say yikes, but it is a catchy name. So how'd you come up with that particular name?
Well, you know, naming a company is really, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it's challenging. And we actually had a number of different names that we were tossing around or throwing against the wall. And so what we did is we actually surveyed over 150 people nationwide, actually North America, because there was a number in Canada as well, and looking for feedback or response or their impressions on the names that we had. And actually Yikes came back clearly, hands down, the winner.
Wow.
And the reason being is it actually, you know, it had that indication of, you know, what you would see or what when you, if you saw a mishap, you know, what you would say, politely what you would say, because you can't really name like the company after, you know, some sort of bleep. So
yeah, an OF,
yeah.
you know, or
so,
something.
But, you know, if somebody saw it, so, you know, it's like, it's almost, you think about it, it's almost that yikes moment. And, you know, I've had my yikes moments. Actually, my first yikes moment happened in my second race as a Cat 5 many years ago, where we were approaching the final sprint, and we just completed turn 3 going into turn 4. And like any Cat 5 race, you know, when something happens, all chaos breaks loose. And right next to me on my right, two riders went down, and I saw a third rider catapult over that scrum. I just felt my shoulders, you know, raise up to my ears, and I said, yikes, that's gotta hurt. so you know, a company name was born. And
and you stayed up, though?
I stayed up. I was able to avoid
nice
avoid and finish in the top 10. So right. I was happy with that, but I was saddened by what transpired
sure.
behind me.
Nobody wants to see anybody get hurt, of course, but it's always
a lot of shrapnel flying in the air from bikes
parts.
Hitting the ground. So
yeah, it does happen. Accidents do happen, and that's part of your theme out there. So,
yep.
So who needs a Yikes ID? And you're doing beyond cyclists, right? You know, runners and stuff. Anybody could really
use
this.
We are
this,
so
right?
So runners, triathletes. But you think about, you know, the bottom line is, as you said, Brad, is, you know, accidents do happen, and it's being prepared. And so who needs the Yikes ID? You do. Your children do. Your friends, your family, anybody who really participates in cycling, running, and triathlons needs an ID when they leave the home, and they're miles away from homes by themselves a lot of times, and they need to be identified and alerting first responders, EMTs, of their who they are and what conditions they
right.
have.
Okay. Well, I carry my I carry actually a photocopy of my driver's license with me in my little saddlebag underneath my bike. Wouldn't a person's driver's license do almost the same thing as a Yikes ID, or how?
I'm going to give it an abrupt no. So if you think about we looked at it as an option. And so what I'm going to say is, you know, having a Yikes ID to augment a driver's license, if you feel comfortable with a driver's license, is smart. But if you look at a driver's license is going to tell two things. It's going to tell who you are and where you live. And that's it. It does not tell who to call, who to alert, or what your known medical conditions or allergies are. It may say, you know, what your organ donation is, but we're trying to get
we don't want to go
before,
there.
Medical care before
right.
before you get to that point. So a license is not 100% effective. It's good to say who you are, but, you know, having a Yikes ID augment
okay.
that is a smarter decision.
All right, that's cool. That's a good idea, yeah. If, let's say, someone carries a mobile phone with them, though. I mean, I carry a cell phone, too, as in addition to copying my driver's license. During my training sessions and everything, that's still not good enough then? Or
again, you know, absolutely not. And if you think about a mobile phone is awesome. In fact, I know a number of cyclists who actually have created in their address book a special contact that they say home or ICE, which ICE stands for in case of emergency. And that's awesome. And if somebody can get to that phone, great. But, you know, I came from the software industry, and security was an issue. And I'm sure a lot of people have phones that, if they're idle, go to password protect. And so that what that means, if you're unable to speak, you're unable to convey your password. So your phone is now inaccessible. Also, if you're falling, there's an option or an opportunity that phone, you might be landing on that phone, and that phone might take the brunt of it. And as good as they make phones, they do break. And if it's inoperable, then, again, it doesn't work. So
that's
true. You've defeated that purpose. So, again,
so true.
If you feel comfortable having a mobile phone, and mobile phones are great when you are on the ride, or on a ride, so that if something does happen that you need assistance, you can call. But it's also good that if you can't speak for yourself, to have a Yikes ID accompany that as well.
Right, so true. And cellular phones and a lot of electronic devices are so disposable these days. It's like anybody's got a cell phone that's over 2 years old. It's like, what do you have a phone that old for? It's not broken yet.
Well, if you're a crazy cyclist too, sometimes you're riding in areas where there just isn't cell coverage as much as, you know, the mobile phone companies are trying to blanket the world. in the States, there are just areas, especially right. in the Malibu Hills, where right. you just don't have coverage. Or
good
on the
point.
Backside of my neighborhood, there's not coverage.
Right, so. Right here in Southern California, we've got we ride up Mount Palomar down near San Diego. We might ride up Mount Wilson, or even Latigo Canyon. There may not be some coverage in some areas of for cell phone coverage. So, yikes, ID. You're here with Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House. The studio number is 213-252-0998. And we're visiting with our today's guest, Bruce Temesi, the founder and CEO of Yikes ID. And that's yikesid.com. And we've got some more questions for Bruce coming up. So if some people already have like little bracelet IDs and stuff like that, they go on their bracelets, why would they need a Yikes ID then in addition to that?
Well, again, it kind of falls into the line of, you know, the mobile phone or the licenses. You know, it's better safe than sorry. So, you know, most of us don't wear that bracelet ID 24/7, and so you're putting it on for that specific workout, and that's where the issue really comes in. So when we surveyed people, is again, they did not want to have to remember to put on an ID or any other type of equipment that was not part of the normal cycling attire. And that's where the real breakdown starts to happen, is the people that we've spoken to that have bracelet type IDs stop wearing them.
Forget to put it on.
Or they attach right. it to the handlebars and are dangling on the handlebars, and it's really not the most effective way. So, you know, what we're saying is with the product that we're introducing, we can augment that bracelet and, again, provide, you know, the what if. If you left that one day where you did not stretch at home, you're going to do your stretching because you have a short window of opportunity to get your ride in, and you jump on that bike and you go, and that's the day that you just so happen to forget your ID. With Yikes, you're covered. It's always there with you.
And this is because you've put this tag on a piece of equipment that you always take.
Exactly. So the products that we're actually releasing on the 1st of June is when we do our launch, is we're going to have our flagship products, and those are going to be the Yikes ID helmet tag and the Yikes ID shoe tag. So the helmet ID is actually a tag that actually fits on the helmet, and what we're not saying is on the helmet is what's different is it really integrates into the design of a helmet, so you're not changing it. We're not asking you to glue anything to the outside shell. What we're saying is here's a tag that actually fits onto the helmet's fitting system, so on the outside of the helmet's fitting system, or comfortably onto the chin strap, so it's now visible. The other important thing about the Yikes ID helmet, as an example, is we realize that, one, riders ride all around the world. So a rider could actually be in Europe, or they could be here in Los Angeles today, or then next month, or in July, they're going to France for the tour to watch that. And so they need something that's internationally recognizable. And so what we've done is we've incorporated a medical alert symbol onto the device, so it's globally recognized or internationally recognized, so that no matter where you are, EMTs and first responders instantly know the purpose of that ID and see your numbers and your medical known medical.
That's conditions. What symbol is that? That's that snake-like thing.
Or that's that snake-like condition thing with
it's
a.
It's got a name. I can't remember the name.
With a cross behind it. So.
Right, I've seen. Okay, we've all know that medical symbol. Yep. It looks like a snake, and for the life of me, I can't think of the name of it. But does it have a special? It does have a specific name, and it's a snake-like thing. So I don't know if you listeners know that. But give us a call 213-252-0998 if you can identify that snake-like symbol for medical. So are they steel tags, or will they fit on other types of identification?
And that's a good question. So the products that we have actually. One, they're attachable. So you attach them to the equipment that you have. And the Yikes ID helmet is not stainless steel. It is a soft fabric because we're putting something near your face and your head. It also is attached to a very simple Veltex Velcro enclosure system that's very similar to the padding or the thin padding inside your helmet. So it's soft. It's a foam. And it's comfortable.
And it stays there then.
Once it's there.
So I put
there.
It on my helmet and I forget about it.
Yep.
And then as long as I don't forget to put my helmet on, which never happens, I've got the ID with me.
Yep.
So that's cool. And I've got four helmets, so I'll be needing four IDs, I guess. Different helmets for different applications. Just put one on each, huh?
Exactly. And
okay.
We will be running promotions, so if you are looking at multiple products, there will be ways of getting that to you,
right.
You know, economically. The shoe ID is a stainless steel tag. And what's unique about that is it's very thin, it's very lightweight, but highly visible on the shoe, and has a Velcro attachment that fits easily to your shoelaces or to your straps. So it's a great product. We're hearing tons of positive feedback from the triathletes that are using it.
Let's talk about children. What about children?
Always
and a child's. Do you have a child's version or anything?
Yeah, so always a concern. So when you look at a child, this is a perfect ID for a child. You're not asking them to put on something. So if you're a parent, you know, it's a cool day and your child's running out to play or ride their bikes, trying to tell them to put on a sweater is near impossible. So imagine trying to tell them to put on a bracelet. But they will wear the helmet and they will take their bike and they will go. And so by putting a Yikes ID helmet tag on the helmet, now you're covered in. So what we recommend is for a parent is to put your child's first name on one of the lines, and then to contact the emergency contact numbers on the following lines, and the last line being one that if there is a medical condition, you can put that on. So a helmet ID can have up to 4 lines of information with 25 characters per line. So there's a lot of information you can put on there. In fact, even 2 phone numbers on a line.
Okay, that's cool. The city of LA has discontinued their bicycle licensing program requirements. There used to be a law requiring you to have your bicycle licensed, and it went into disarray. It was underfunded, undermanned, and understaffed, and there was no equipment. There were no licenses available, and then the hours were reduced. You could only get a license at from 10 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. on Tuesdays, and it just went into disarray. So that program's gone. But one of the things holding the program from being eliminated was there was some concern from various members who were concerned that children didn't have any way of being identified on their bikes. So maybe this might be a good thing to look into as an alternative. School districts, maybe you want to look at this, huh?
We are definitely tracking what, you know, the city of Los Angeles as well as other cities throughout the nation are doing, and this is actually a perfect identification solution for what they're looking for. And, you know, there's definitely a need. So if, you know, just, I don't want to give you scary facts, but just Google, you know, boy hit by car, you know, riding bicycle, and the relevant hits that come back is frightening. So yes, Yikes ID does have a solution that is really transparent to the child, but visible to an emergency care provider if needed.
All right. Is there anything interactive or like web-based versions of your ID? Like people can go in and select certain things or some kind of interactive version of your ID?
No, in fact, there's options out there in the marketplace. And we actually looked at this as something, do we want to do or don't we want to do? And we've elected not to do this at this time. And there's a couple different reasons. One being is that we're trying to grow this company globally. And if you look at it from the perspective of the United States, there's privacy rulings that govern the security and privacy of health data. So with the states, they call it HIPAA, or the Health Insurance Portability and Privacy Act, as well as the international regulations that prohibit its citizens' personal health records from being stored in databases in the United States. And the reason for that is a previous act, the U.S. Patriot Act, allowed the government to have free access without asking for permission to that information. So in lieu of putting servers in Canada or the EU or Africa or Asia, we've elected at this time not to do that. The second reason being is our research showed that an interactive version that EMT first responders won't really use it. What their purpose is to collect the vital IDs or the vital information or stats of an individual and get them ready for transport to emergency. And once in emergency admittance, you know, their concern is to get you processed as quickly as possible. And again, if they were reluctant to scour the internet or call 800 numbers, they want to speak to a live body, get that information, alert your family, and move on to the next patient. And when they go to an interactive, it's usually when you've been sitting for a long time, and that we didn't feel is the best for our customers at this time. Although it is, you know, a great way of building a reoccurring revenue business, it's not economical for our customers.
Okay. All right. Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House. 213-252-0998. And we're chatting with CEO and founder of Yikes ID, Bruce Temesee, right now. If someone were to, let's say, donate to charity, or so somebody wants to donate to charity, can somebody buy your product? And is there anything you guys do with charity, like proceeds of anything?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, Yikes ID is a proud supporter of several charitable organizations. And what we've done is when we launch, we will have the product set up so that you will be able to donate, or actually Yikes will be donating proceeds from each sale to specific charities.
So there'll be an opportunity for the purchaser to actually select from a list, maybe.
We're working through the details of that right now, so we're in the final throes of testing whether we're going to allow you to search, or we're going to say, okay, this month it's going to a specific charity like Lance Armstrong's Live Strong, or to breast cancer, if breast cancer, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or so forth. So obviously, you know, we want to continue to fund these charities, you know, annually and throughout the year, opposed to monthly. So that's why we're working out the details right now.
That sounds like a great opportunity to further market your name as well. If you were to say, you know, for the next 30 days, we're contributing to the Livestrong Foundation, and then you can have them maybe jump in and do some promotions for you for 30 days to sell your Yikes ID. That's awesome. We'll talk to the collective about a Kill Radio month, so some of the proceeds can go to Kill Radio and Bike Sport Radio.
What do you help?
All right. Good. Good to have you in here. Are there any pro cyclists out there wearing it yet, Yikes ID yet?
Not yet. You know, I'd be honest, we would love to have a pro cyclist wearing our product, but, where we really see the fit is with local riders, riders like ourselves, and riders of all levels and categories. You know, and I think those are the people who are savvy enough to recognize that, you know, the pros are using products because they're paid to. And our real market is to say, okay, let's help solve problems for riders today, and let's put our marketing budget towards advertising to you, the rider, and let's help support your clubs that you participate in and belong to, as well as let's take unique sponsorship. So we are actually sponsoring a local tri team called T3, as well as a local cyclocross team called Palos Verdes Grupo Ciclismo.
All right, very good. So those of you who are chomping at the bit out there, where can we get a Yikes ID? Let us know. Where can we get these?
So there's actually going to be a couple different places. So initially, so we're launching on the 1st of June. So I'll tell you, off the record, there'll be a soft launch starting next week, but the real thrust, the real press release will start the 1st of June. So 1 June, and you can get that at www.yikesid.com, so all one word. And then we will also be announcing a partnership, very strategic partnership, where they will be offering it from their website as well.
Major partner or something? You can't talk about it yet? Or who's this?
Prefer not to. I think we'd love to let you...
Pre-announced. The suspense is killing us. Who is this major partner?
please look for Yikes ID and look to our website on the 1st, and you will see that partnership. It may be Kill Radio, Bike Sport Radio, but we're targeting you, the rider, and we want to help you get our solutions and solve a specific problem of making sure that, you know, if there is a need, you're covered and you're prepared.
All right. Okay, anything we missed or anything you want to add, Bruce?
No, other than, I want to thank you for the opportunity, and just to say, ride smart, ride safe, and carry identification. We hope that it's a Yikes ID, so thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for coming. Okay, we're rounding up our show here, getting down to the end. We've got a couple of minutes left, and we usually have a little motorist blurb. We talk about motorists and how they should share the roads out there and drive slower and give bikes more space, and everybody needs to learn to do this. So cyclists and motorists, you need to drive your bike or car safely, and this applies to cyclists. Drive your bike just like you would a car. We ran into a new group out there that's really cool. They've got a great mission statement, and I wanted to give them a little mention here before we close. It's called Cycling is Not a Crime. and you can visit them and all of what they've got to offer. They just started up. We ran into them at the Ventura County Stage Race. Cyclingisnotacrime.org. Cyclingisnotacrime.org. And their mission basically is to elevate the position of a cyclist out in the community and in the psyche of motorists, to elevate them to a place of friendship and mutual respect. This is what goes on in Europe, where cycling is a real big sport. It just doesn't get the respect here, I feel, in the USA with other mainstream sports. So we're here to endorse the underdog. But the mission is to elevate the position of a cyclist in the psyche of a motorist to a place of friendship and mutual respect. Check them out at cyclingisnotacrime.org. Again, that's cyclingisnotacrime.org. So you cyclists and motorists out there, drive your bikes, drive your cars safely. I'm Brad House at Bike Sport Radio, and we'll see you next time.